We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. I mean, like covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one right here, I'm talking about Alabama. Y'all, this show goes like way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. All right, listen, I'm going to take a few more text messages and I'll jump right in. Coming up top of the hour, Emily Jones from Moms for Liberty will be calling in. What do we got here? Let's see. Josh from Hayden says, I can't get enough, Phil. Would you consider starting the show at 1:30 so the best part of my day will... Oh, man. Thank you, brother. Appreciate that. Josh, thank you very much. Raven from Russellville says, the ruffian resistance. Yippee-ki-yay. Sign me up. Bruce from Hazel Green says, one of your best monologues in a long time. Thank you, Bruce. Appreciate you. Nani from Beverly Hills sent me a link, but I can't go to it because I am on the air right now. But thank you. Oh, wait. Is that something about... See what that is. Can you see it? You take a look at it, Big Rig, while I'm doing this. It
says the link is broken.
The link is... Well, that's dadgummit. All right. Nani from Beverly Hills, Florida, if you got something you want us to see, I think what you're trying to send us is... The food at Six Flags. So that would be funny. And then one, real quickly, David at Bucky's did say, Phil, so Biden's taking the week off to prepare for the first debate. Does that mean we're safe from stupid administrative actions and decisions for a few days? No. Just saying. All right, let me jump in here. Title IX. All right, just for those of y'all, I mean, and I think most of our audience knows, but I'm going to say it anyway just to lay the foundation. What is Title IX? So in 1972... Title IX of the U.S. Code was passed, congressional passage signed by the president that basically allowed for certain protections for mostly for women. There are other things built into it, but the thrust of Title IX has been in many ways to make sure that the discrimination against women is not allowed. The primary focus has been for many years, especially in recent years, on the question of women's sports. You can even see Title IX lawsuits, like if a high school has a baseball field but they don't have a girls' softball field, all right? If they have facilities that favor one over the other. And it doesn't mean that you have to spend as much money. It just means you have to provide some measure of reasonable, equal level of opportunity. And you also, by the way, you can't do stupid stuff like, oh, I don't know, let men participate in women's sports. Well, so the Biden administration, what did they do? The Biden administration recently announced that it was reinterpreting Title IX. Did it go through Congress? No. Did they go through the Supreme Court? No. What they did was just basically say, you know, we think that the definition of woman has changed. So we're just going to go ahead and pretend that what that means now is that transgenders qualify for Title IX protections. So, if you're a dude who thinks he's a chick, but you want to play chick sports, then dude, you're all right. We'll make sure you have a way in. Okay, how are they going to enforce this? Nobody's going to do this. Small town Alabama is going to say, like, forget that. How about this? Big city Alabama is going to say, forget that. Most of the nation is going to say, forget that. But they hold the purse strings. There's a ton of money that comes out of the U.S. Department of Education to the various states. You'd be shocked at how much money floods in from the federal government to the state governments, and then they use that as a carrot and a stick. So in this case, what you're looking at is the Biden Department of Education, which has turned into an activist organization, well, like every other department in the government right now. But the Biden Department of Education has decided that they will restrict federal funding if you don't honor their views of what a woman is. They will even restrict funding on the monies that come from the federal government to help feed poor kids. What? Yes. We call it free and reduced lunching. And free and reduced lunches, sometimes that's one of the best meals that some poor kids get in certain schools. And it's, by the way, don't think that's only in, like, you know, the most depressed areas of the state. It's every community in this state even has schools that participate in the free and reduced lunch programs. And that's the way these kids are able to get a good meal. And bottom line, I don't have a problem with that. What I do have a problem with is when you have an agenda in D.C. and you're going to drive that agenda by making kids hungry. That's like next level wrong. Okay, that's Title IX. Now let me bring up a story that's slightly off, and then I'll bring it back to point. All right. There's a story came out on Fox News. I just saw it yesterday, 2 days ago. The Buffalo Bills have announced plans to financially support the city's new National Gay Flag Football League chapter. Okay. All right. So the headline is the Bills become the latest NFL franchise to support the new LGBTQ+ flag football team. We are excited, they said. Okay. Wow. I mean, like, apparently the Bills are joining the Chicago Bears, Arizona Cardinals, New York Giants, New York Jets, Washington Commanders, a number of other teams, all sponsoring a National Gay Flag Football League team. On the one hand, I'm like, whatever. On the other, I'm thinking, okay, wait a minute. You want to be included in everything. In fact, you even use the word inclusive at every given turn, and yet you self-segregate and put yourself into a position where you have a separate league. Why don't they just have, I don't know, the Flag Football League, the National Flag Football League? And then that question, too, would the Buffalo Bills even support it if it didn't have the word gay in it? Or is this like a virtue signal opportunity? I don't know. I mean, if a group of guys came in and said, hey, we got a flag football league, and we actually, it's pretty big now, and we're playing all over the nation, and we got teams in all the major cities, and we'd like to see if the NFL teams would sponsor, then we'll be like, you know, the flag football version of, you know, just we're play big. And listen, they've even got the National Gay Flag Football League commissioner. They got a boss in charge of all this, right? Here's their statement. We are thrilled to bring inclusive flag football to Buffalo. With the support of the Buffalo Bills, this exciting addition joins 27 other cities and over 4,000 players, including straight allies, in the National Gay Flag Football League, said the NGFFL's commissioner, Joel Horton. You're not inclusive if you're self-segregating, but we allow allies to play. Okay. Let me ask you this. If a whole bunch of straight guys showed up and said, hey, we're the straight team. We're playing. Yeah, we got it going on, man. Y'all wear your pink if you want to, but we're the straight team, and we're going to bring the heat. I don't know if they'd win or not, but maybe it's a bunch of athletes on the other team. I don't know. Here's my question. Would that be all right? See, the thing is this. What I'm about to point out is this. I don't care if they have a National Gay Flag Football team. I don't. I really don't. But stop trying to pretend that you're inclusive when what you really just demand is to have your way. You will recognize us. You will sponsor us. And you will, by God, get on board. You can be an ally or you can be an enemy. Notice how they even use the word allies. They're called allies. What's the opposite of an ally? An enemy. So the end result here is the LGBTQ2IA+ acronym community continues to self-segregate unless they want something, and then they will demand entry, a la Title IX. They will demand entry when it suits their purposes. They will demand entry when they need to be recognized for what they say they are. And we all have to get on board. Well, I got news. Here's that resistance I was talking about, right? Now, I got an audio clip. We got time? Yeah, we do. I got an audio clip. Riley Gaines is one of the sponsors of a group, of a clothing line that a lady named Jennifer Say started. Jennifer Say started this XXXY Athletics. She spent 20 years working in corporate clothing. She got tired of being told that she was, you know, had to get on board with woke stuff. And she said, you know what? I don't believe that biological men should be allowed to play women's sports. So I'm going to go out there and start my own clothing line. We're going to call it the XXXY clothing line. It's for women's and it's for women's sports. And it's designed to support the idea of women's sports. They are running ads. They have a great clothing line. TikTok just banned their ad. Why would this be? Let me play you the ad. And by the way, the ad is both a video and audio. You can't see the video, obviously, but you can see it if you want to on my my Twitter, at @SinPhilWilliams. But hear the ad and just know that it shows some of the things that can go wrong when men are playing women's sports. But let's just play this ad for a minute. Go ahead and play it.
If you think girls and women's equality matter, stand up. If girls and women's sports matter, and you want your daughters to have the same opportunity you had, stand up. If you know that it isn't fair or safe to allow males to compete in girls' sports, because it's, well, obvious, stand up. Don't be cowed by people who call you a bigot. You're not a bigot. Don't let men tell us how to be good girls. Don't let others tell you just need to be quiet. Sit down. Be nice. It's not nice to further a lie. It's not mean to believe in women's equality. We deserve our own sports, privacy, fairness, safety. We deserve a chance to compete and win. So don't be nice. Don't be careful. Be honest. Be brave. Fight for women. We've come too far to give up now. And if you agree with that, stand up and stand with us.
It's a great ad. It's a great ad. It's an inspiring ad. I love it. It goes to that whole resistance thing that I didn't even realize as I was preparing my monologue this morning that it was going to segue right into that ad. But that's exactly what that is. That's a resistance ad. Mm-hmm. And it's spot on too, man. And they show scenes in that ad that you look at and go, oh, and like you almost wince when you're watching, you know, girls getting pummeled by guys in women's sports. And it's wrong. And I love the fact that they say we're not required to perpetrate a lie. You know, and when she says things like stand up for women because we've come so far, why should we give up now? And I agree. Where are the feminists right now? I mean, where are they? The feminists are like just completely incognito right now. They are just nowhere to be seen. That's a great ad. Well, TikTok took it off. What you got?
Maybe the feminists are joining the other team. Yeah, I mean, you never know. The world is crazy right now.
You know what? Nothing would surprise me anymore. I'll finish this segment for the moment by saying this. The TikTok ad was taken down, and no explanation was given. But it was clear why. And she said she's pretty sure it was taken down because of the scenes that showed, you know, transgender dudes womping on women. But she says, despite the ban, she has no plans to change the message that her company wants to send, that girls and women belong in girls and women's sports. She said, I think there's this pent-up demand for a brand that agrees on women's sports, that it should be for females only. It should not be a controversial position. No, it shouldn't. We got to take Title IX back. Title IX rocks, y'all. All right, we're going to take a break right now. I'll come back, and I'll keep this thread going because the resistance takes all kinds of forms, some of it legal, some of it legislative. I got good news. I'll tell you about it when we get back. Phil Williams, we will be right, and we'll be back. Back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, making common sense like a superpower. So I'm back on this thing about Title IX rocks. And keep in mind, coming up top of the hour, we'll have Emily Jones call in from Moms for Liberty. She's got some updates on some Title IX resistance. So first of all, do know this. Your state, Alabama, and really all you surrounding states for the most part. I mean, I'm looking at right now, Alabama, Florida, Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi. Okay, all of us. All y'all in the listening area, no matter where you is and what state borders in which you lie, that can hear us from the sound of my voice by radio, you're all part of the resistance because your state attorneys general, have all filed suit against the Biden administration for this, you know, ridiculous effort to undermine Title IX. So that just happened in the last 30 days. At least 22 Republican-led states, it says, are suing the Biden administration, according to, in this case, NBC News. It's like listen, this is ramping up. But what I love is when the resistance gets even thicker. So here's an example. All right. So first of all, Utah is one of the states, right? Utah is one of the states that has filed suit against the Biden administration, But then Utah decided just to go on into legislative session and just go, you know what? We don't even care how that lawsuit goes. We're just not going to do it. Now, keep in mind, this is tied to money. They know what they're doing. This is tied to money. Like, for instance, the U.S. Department of Education, according to this story from St. Louis Tribune, the U.S. Department of Education has estimated that Salt Lake Tribune, has estimated that in fiscal 2025, it intends to send $2.3 billion in federal funds to Utah. That's $2.3 billion. And a cut in that money would absolutely be devastating. It would. I'm sure it would. And you know what? They're taking a stand anyway. They're running the gauntlet on this thing under the belief that what they're doing is right and what they're doing is also going to prevail. And that's huge, man. So, yeah. It says, with federal funding for public schools in the balance, Utah lawmakers voted Wednesday to instruct state entities to ignore an expansion of Title IX under President Joe Biden, offering protections for transgender students. Around 100 protesters, many of them wrapped in transgender flags, chanted vote no outside the doors of the Utah House chamber as representatives convened before voting to adopt the pair of resolutions. Utah is one of more than 24 GOP-led states suing the Biden administration over the Title IX expansion. Y'all, I love that. I love that. You know what? And listen, I don't want them to lose that federal funding. Personally, I'm of the mind we go ahead and just abolish the U.S. Department of Education. I think it's a worthless entity. It's nothing but a bank. That's all it is. It's a bank, and now it's an activist organization that gets smack in the way of how we do schooling at the state level. But that being said, as long as it's there, I hate to see the idea of Utah losing its funding. But you know what? I would much rather see that than to have a girl get hurt or lose her scholarships, or for that matter, water down the morals of society by saying, I know what we teach in the biology class. I do. I know those of y'all that are in medical school, you understand. But hey, it's how they identify, and we have to give them every opportunity. No, you don't, actually. I said before, there is no other place where mental illness, the so-called healing for mental illness, requires everybody else to get into the illness with them. If someone is depressed, you help them out of it. If someone's alcoholic, you help them out of it. If someone is an addict, you help them out of it. If someone has, you know, some type of a schizophrenic disorder, whether it be medication or counseling or both, you help them out of it. You don't leave the bipolar person sitting there and say, hang on, let me go get some bipolar myself and I'll come back. It doesn't work that way. You try to help them out of their symptomologies and move them into a productive place in life. And yet somehow, gender dysphoria that translates into what they now call transgenderism requires all of us to get on board and be a part of it with them. And I got news. That's asinine. That's jackassery. There is no way in the world that makes sense. What kind of person would I be if I looked at the addict and go, hey, man, I'm here to help you become a little more addicted because I think that'll help you because that's your problem, right? No. Well, why shouldn't we should look at the transgenders who want to take women's sports apart and say, let me just go ahead and mollycoddle that and help you to be a little bit further into your dysphoria? No, not at all. Not at all. All right, coming up next, Emily Jones has got some updates for us on an event they have coming up that you might want to know about. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, we will be right back. And we'll be back. Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all of the issues. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number two on this Friday. I'm sitting here in Dipper number one. I'm calling it Title IX Rocks because Title IX does rock. 1972 is when it was put in place. And we were making some great strides. Even to this day, we were seeing the playing field, pun intended, leveled for women. And then all of a sudden, the Biden administration comes swooping in and the Kraken just decides to grab hold of things and make it its own. And that's just, listen, we got to stop and we got to resist on this stuff. Somebody who knows a lot about resisting is my friend Emily Jones from Moms for Liberty in Madison, Alabama. She is already kind of making a name for herself as being a classic resistor. She's on the line right now. She's got some updates for us. Emily Jones, how are you doing?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm good. Title IX, kind of a thing, huh?
It is a thing. I will give you that. It is a thing. Crazy thing.
It's a crazy thing, but it's a crazy thing the way they're going. And listen, you guys are actually helping put together a town hall. Am I right?
Yes, we've got two of them scheduled, dates set, locations set, all that. Working to do at least two virtual ones, and in the works of scheduling a couple more in-person ones across the state. So.
Okay.
Busy time.
So the let's talk about what they're doing. So the town hall is designed to support Title IX. Am I right?
Yes. So focus is to educate parents, because Title IX is a thing that we know of to be female athletics. Title IX is now a thing that puts gender ideology and sexual orientation in every single public school starting in kindergarten. So it's a lot that parents are completely unaware of, and we have got to make sure parents know what is coming at them full speed ahead. August 1st deadline. The schools have a lot to deal with, so we need to make sure parents know what's going on, and that's the primary purpose for the town hall, to get parents educated on what's coming.
All right, so you got some dates and times you can share with us, and then who are your speakers? I think I mentioned earlier that I believe they are, Steve Marshall and Representative Susan DeBose, is that right?
Yep, they are both confirmed. So the two events we have set in stone that we're advertising for are July the 1st, so that one's coming up pretty quick, and it's going to be at the North Shelby Library in Birmingham.
Okay.
And then the second one is going to be July 1st at the Gunnersville Rec Center. Obviously, that one's in Gunnersville. Both of them start at 6 o'clock, official start. We're going to open the doors early, so people around 5 o'clock, let people start getting in. That way they can come in, they can talk, chat. As you mentioned, Susan DeBose is going to be at both of these events. A.G. Marshall will be at both of these events. And we actually got confirmation set this morning that representatives from Alliance Defending Freedom will be at both events, too.
So outstanding.
They're sending some of their senior attorneys to this. ADF has actually filed a lawsuit against the administration, so they've got some very deep knowledge on all this. So they'll be there to talk to parents as well. And we will be there. Obviously, we're going to have Allison Sinclair with Local will be there, and other grassroots organizations. So people can truly figure out how to engage so they can get more educated, stay educated, and figure out what options they've got ahead of them. So
yeah. And real quick to clarify. So I think you said July 1st twice. Are they both on the same day?
No, July 1st and August 12th. I don't know how I messed that one up. But
okay. Yeah. So July 1st in Shelby County and August 12th is going to be in Gunnersville, correct?
Gunnersville, yeah.
Okay, outstanding. I'm planning on making at least one of those. So nothing unusual for you, but you've drawn some fire. So you guys have protesters already preparing to be at the events, correct?
We do. I laughed when Allison and I were planning this. I gave her the warning and I said, you do realize that there's people in Birmingham that hate us. So don't be surprised if there's protest. And she kind of laughed and said, the AG will be there. They would be fools to protest this. And within days, it starts flooding in on Facebook. Our lovely friends at Read Freely, of all people, have decided that the publicly funded library should not be available to any organization that wants to use it. So Read Freely is now protesting our presence at the library in Birmingham. So.
Oh, wow.
Fun time.
Bless their hearts.
I'm telling you.
Well, you know, and they might, but, you know, you guys have already had that situation. You made national news with Kirk Cameron and Riley Gaines coming to a book reading opportunity at a public library of all places. And it became quite the event, and you had protesters, and y'all just stood up and kept going, right?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I did not know this until the other day. I was actually talking to Kirk's chief of staff. They get protested events all over the place. The protest at our event was the most organized, largest protest they have ever had at any of their events.
Wow.
And they've had BLM protesting them in Washington State. And Alabama showed them how it's done, apparently. How crazy is that?
Yeah, that is crazy. In fact, you look at it and go, okay, I didn't know we had that many people who believed that way in Alabama, but you know, uh-huh. they're everywhere. And but I think that also means We should never take for granted that we're a red state or a state that seems more conservative, or for that matter, that seems has to have a larger faith-based community. It doesn't mean a thing. In fact, if anything, it might make us a bigger target.
Yeah, 100%. I think in a lot of ways, I do think it makes us a bigger target because the people on the right side, the conservative side, don't realize that issue's there. So they're not actively involved in voicing their opinions and concerns because they think we're in a red state, it's safe. So it almost makes it easier for the left and the protesters to come out because there's very little opposition.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, listen, if folks want to come to these events, do they cost anything? How do they participate?
Just show up. You can go to our Facebook page. It's Moms for Liberty Alabama. You can go to our website, momsforliberty.org. All the information's posted out there, and just show up. It's free for people to attend. Like I mentioned, we're trying to schedule a couple more. So we got to get through the July 1st event, and then we're going to schedule two virtual events. So that way, if people can't make it, because it's a hectic time of year, we want to make sure people have access to those. We're going to try to record everything as much as we can so people can go back and look at recordings. And then we're looking to host something here in Madison, probably September timeframe. We're trying to get a location on that one.
Okay.
But we're open to go to other locations depending upon where the demand is. So if you're out there and you feel like you need this in your community, then reach out and let us know, and we'll try to get something scheduled.
All right. Well, listen, I'm going to brag on you for a minute because – you are a classic example of somebody who's never done this stuff before, and now you do it all the time. You do it every day. You just got busy, right?
Just a little busy. Nonstop. In a good way.
Maybe one day you'll get paid for it. Who knows? But right now, it's an awesome volunteer opportunity. But, you know, what I'm saying, though, is you're just – earlier in my show, I did a monologue, and I basically encourage folks to resist. And I think what it just really takes is somebody saying, okay, that's it. That's it for me. This cause, this thing that I believe in, this something that I want to be a part of, I'm just going to do it. And then you don't have to be like super well-trained. I have a degree in activism. You don't have to have like 10 years experience, you know, working in DC, none of it. You just have a cause you care about and get busy, right?
Yeah, that's it. And I think Title IX, I'm hopeful Title IX will open a lot of eyes because this is very broad. And I mean, I mentioned it puts gender ideology in every classroom, and it does. It usurps parental rights. So I have a 9-year-old son. If he goes to school and he tells his teacher, well, I want to be Sally from now on and I'm a girl, the school doesn't have to have documentation. They don't even have to have my consent. Under these new guidelines with Title IX, the school has to accept the child's identity. And they can't question it. They can't discriminate. They can't do anything other than just say, okay, well, you can go in the girls' bathroom. That hopefully will motivate a lot of people to get more involved on this because it is far beyond women's athletics. It's far beyond just bathrooms. It's, you know, my child has a very biblical-based view of the world. So he goes to school and he says, I'm not calling you by a different gender. God made you this way. I'm calling you what God made you to be. They can file a complaint against my child for creating a hostile environment because he is exercising his religious liberties at school. So everybody becomes a victim in all of this very, very quickly. So I'm hoping that it opens a lot of eyes and gets more parents involved and gets them engaged on these topics, so you know we don't have to keep fighting these battles.
No,
kind of take control.
You are so right. All right, listen, Emily, just keep us posted. Emily Jones, Moms for Liberty. Oh, by the way, let me ask you this real quick. Any news on any new chapters for Moms for Liberty in the state? How's that going?
It's a little slow. It's people are busy during the summer trying to deal with summer camps and vacations and all that. So we've got some feelers out there. We've got people interested. We just gotta. You got to get the people signed up and get it started.
All right. Well, listen, I appreciate you. Keep us posted, and we'll announce these events again, too, as we get closer to them. All right?
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Emily Jones, Moms for Liberty. All right. We're taking a break. We'll take the break right now. We'll come right back, and I'll close out this topic. Got a bunch of text messages I have not gotten to. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Saving the world one soundbite at a time. So it's finishing up this topic. I'll just grab a couple more just so you know. So what you just heard a minute ago, I said resist early in the show, right? And then I went straight to the dipper. Title IX rocks. Title IX is not just this thing that's out there, you know, it's a policy, I hate it, you know, golly bomb. No, Title IX is going to undermine life for women, period. Can you imagine your daughter, your granddaughter, your neighbor kid, you know, you've watched them grow up. They're super athletes. They spent years, like, training hard to be, I don't know, let's pick one, in track or in swimming. And you're watching them just flourish. And their goal is they want to swim on the Olympic team. But to do that, they got to swim in Division I in college. So they've been working, man. And they got a scholarship opportunity. And then they go to the state meet. And they don't finish in the top three like they were projected to. Because a dude is able to run. Maybe two, which happened not long ago, by the way. And all of a sudden, girls who've been training for years for an opportunity to do something that they can do, they are just unfairly shucked aside because someone else has a notion about what they identify as, and that's accepted as new reality. That is wrong, y'all. And that's not just happening in one place. That's happening all over. However, I will say this. We're winning. All right? We're fighting this thing. The resistance is ongoing. Story here. Came out 2 days ago. U.S. judge in Kentucky blocks Title IX rules, says that sex and gender identity are not the same thing. Good for you, judge. A federal judge has blocked new Title IX rules, including those aimed at protecting LGBTQ+ students from discrimination, and sided with Republican attorneys general in several states, including Virginia. So it's not going to cover every state, all right? There are certain lawsuits and rulings that come from those that only cover the parties or the states that are represented in the lawsuits. But here's the thing. If you start having a patchwork quilt of judicial decisions, basically you have a setup where in one district it's this way, in another district it's this way, and both are interpreting state law, that federal question, if you will, that's what they call it, a federal question. If that federal question reaches incongruency, and they have to deal with it. The Supreme Court of the United States may yet take this up. They're going to have to, I think. If Trump's elected, it'll be gone in a heartbeat. If Trump's elected, it'll be gone on day one. It's already toast. But if Trump's not elected, this thing has to go to the Supreme Court. And I would say this. I would challenge those who are filing suit to go ahead and pursue the suit to the Supreme Court, even if Trump is elected, because you need the precedent so that someone can't come back and do this again later on. Resistance. West Virginia, Charleston, West Virginia. You got middle school girls taking part in a Take Back Title IX rally. I won't even bother reading the whole article, but listen, that's just awesome. That kind of stuff happens, and we don't hear enough of it. Why? Because they don't want you to. The media doesn't want you to. I have to dig deep sometimes to find these resources that I know are out there. Gary from Scottsboro texted in. He says, left side protesters often don't understand what they're protesting. They don't know what the river to the sea means. They think keeping porn off children's library shelves is a book ban. They change language to win arguments by confusion and misinformation. Protesters are often not locals. They may have been sent to Alabama. He's got a great point. We have seen more often than not, there are professional protesters who travel from state to state just to be a part of a protest. Like, they get off on it, and I think they get paid for it, too. Badger of Mathen says, Happy Friday, and sends me a meme. I see it. The evolutionary chain, and everybody's turning back now because they don't want to be a part of what's up there in the front side, the transgender guy. John from Brownsboro says, how can they refuse funding for institutions that don't agree with their definition of woman when legal minds under oath before Congress cannot give their definition of what a woman is? Don't make me bring out my wife. She will tell you. Jackassery has infiltrated the cacistocracy. It's true, man. Jackassery is what happens when cacistocracy is allowed to reign.
Yeah.
There's a bumper sticker. We're going to have a whole rack of bumper stickers. Nani from Beverly Hills. Okay. She says, okay. Can you check it to see?
I did. I went to the website and I still couldn't find.
Okay. Nani, we're having trouble with it, but if you got a menu that we need to know about from a park, then we'll take it. Oh, hey, by the way, good news to see. Jeff from Indiana, you may recall that his wife has been going through some medical treatments this week. Says he appreciates prayers and thoughts. She did have some tests this morning. She'll be there a little bit longer, but anyway, we are praying for Carolyn. Jeff, you keep us posted, man. We appreciate you. All right, listen, we're going to take a break right now. We're going to come back, and it's that time, man. We're going to do some Butters and Lee. We got the Butters and the Lee both calling in, and I got some good questions. Might even do a little Title IX because I like it when Lee gets fired up, and I'm pretty sure that one will get her jazzed. All right, listen, you guys stay tuned. This is a show that preps every single day to bring you the best content, the best guests, basically the best commentary, but we do it because we have the best audience, and I was talking to a guy this morning. There's no other reason to do this if it wasn't for y'all out there. It'd be worthless. Why do it? I mean, heck, I could sit here and just talk to myself all day long. But, I remember when the show first started, I was like, is anybody listening? And then I just quickly found out what kind of audience we really have. It's just cool. I love this gig. All right, man. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Coming up next, we got some Butters and Lee. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.